9th through the 10th verse. It says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. I want to preach this morning, Hope Happy Hour. I want to preach on this sermon topic, upgrades delivered but delayed. Upgrades delivered but delayed. As we continue preparing ourselves for those upgrades that we believe God has for us, we must not allow anything to deter our faith or fracture what we know is God's promise. We have to stay diligent in our pursuit and focused on the prize without letting the enemy sidetrack our mindset and divert our attitudes towards our upcoming upgrades. Look at somebody telling them, I got an upgrade. And sometimes the enemy will use the only thing that he can to pull us away from receiving what God has already shipped out to us. It is found in our inability to wait, be still, and be patient, and totally trust God. I truly believe that there are some upgrades that we forfeited due to our unfaithfulness and our losses, and lost some things due to our own disloyalties, that upgrades that had our name slammed on it, but we were not able to enjoy them because we did not have the fortitude or the restraint to just linger a little while longer. Tell somebody it's on the way. It's on the way. The reason this is so heavy on my heart this morning is because this week God showed me that sometimes upgrades are out for delivery, but are sometimes still delayed. And if we aren't careful, we may end up giving up on something that has already been dispatched and may end up missing out on what God has already sent. Look at somebody, tell them it's already left heaven. It's already. And let me try to bring some sense to what I'm saying. I ordered something a couple of weeks ago, and when I went to check up to see the status, it said that it was on the way. And they even gave me a projected day of delivery. When that day came, I looked up the tracking number. You know, you got to have the tracking number. And I saw, and it showed that the package, it said the package had been delivered. Now, I had not heard the door ring, or nor had I heard the door knock. But I got to be honest, that UPS and USPS, all of them, FedEx, DHL, whoever, we have personal relationships, amen? And so a lot of times they just leave it at the door, and they don't necessarily knock or ring. And so I was excited, Reverend Roz. I went to the front door, and when I got there, I opened the door, and there was nothing there. I looked behind the bushes. I checked around the perimeter, and I even lifted the gas grill hood just in case they were trying to be extra careful, because they wanted to make sure that I got my purchase. And after about 10 minutes trying to search the perimeter, pretty much everywhere I looked, there was no package to be found. And I went back online because I needed to make sure that what I saw is what I saw. And when I looked, it said in bold green letters, y'all know the green letters, it said delivered. That's what it said. It said it. And so the thing I was expecting, the thing I was waiting on, the thing I was counting to show up was not there. For some odd reason, I had a message that was contrary to my reality. I was seeing words on a computer screen that were not matching up with what was outside of my door. And so it messed with me. But if you would allow me an opportunity to share with you what God shared with me and what it took for me to finally get what I ordered, I believe that it may be relatable to someone whose upgrade from God has been delivered, but it's just delayed. Look at somebody, tell them, it's just delayed. That's what Rev came to tell you this morning. And I believe that when we look at the text, it says, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. The order of the verbs, ask, seek, and knock, are in a sense synonymous. In other words, they mean the same thing. Yet each verb is more intense than the one it follows. The order of these action verbs show an increasing earnestness and an increasing energy to cope with a specific obstacle that has now presented itself. In other words, just because this is the upgrade decade, let me help somebody, it doesn't mean that there will not be hurdles that you will still have to jump. There will not be obstacles that you will still have to step over. It is also knowing that a delay does not mean a denial, a reprieve does not mean a refusal, and just because it tarries, it does not mean it's been terminated. I just came down to help somebody stay right where you are and believe that although it hasn't shown up yet, it is still on. Look at somebody telling this on the way. It's the upgrade. It's been delivered. It's just delayed. And the first thing I believe that we can learn from the text, we can learn from my experience, is that the first thing that we've got to do when there's an upgrade that's been delayed, but is delivered, but delayed, is you have to keep inquiring for answers. Look at somebody, tell them, just ask. Just ask. First thing I did, Reverend Ross, when I realized that my package had been apparently delivered, but was delayed, was I called those who were responsible for delivering what I was now wondering and waiting on. And when I spoke with the representative from United States Postal Service, they told me that a dispute ticket was being created so that I'd be able to follow up at any time to check on the status of my package. She said, in my computer, all I have is delivered, but I'm going to create a ticket so that you can call at any time to check on the progress this thing made to find out exactly where your package is. And can I tell you, there was never a time that I was not conversing with someone to get a gauge on where my stuff was. I every time I had a chance, if an hour went by and I didn't have sufficient information, I would pick up the phone. I'd give them my dispute ticket number, and I'd tell them, I'm just checking to see, because y'all told me that it's delivered, but it ain't here. And I know they got tired of me, but I didn't care, because I knew that the delivery was mine. I knew that it had my name slammed on it. I knew that what it was that I was expecting. And so until you tell me where it is, until you give me some answers, I'm going to stay right here on the line. I'm going to stay right here until you can help give me some clarification. When we look at the first part of this scripture, it tells us to ask and it will be given to you. The word ask alludes to the request of someone who is in need. Now, I'm not exactly sure what it is that will be given, but all I know is that something has to give. Whether it is an answer, whether it is instructions, whether it is directions, what we do know is that it starts with us verbally opening up our mouths. To ask in the context of this scripture means to give expression to our desires and intentions to externally communicate our internal needs. And this can only be accomplished by praying what those needs and those concerns and those wants are. In turn, I believe that it is in our prayer life that the Spirit of God will give us guidance and enlightening power that will assist us in receiving every upgrade God has for us. In other words, asking is our continuous conversation with the Almighty God to get an understanding on what we believe and know he desires for us. I ain't asking for nothing that ain't mine. But can I tell you the problem is that many times it's during the delay that we cut off communication with the one who's in control. What we once were expecting, we no longer have the same hope that it will happen. What we were once claiming, we had now counted ourselves exempt. What we were once predicting, we have now created a conflicting forecast. We've developed our own narrative that is contrary to the promises that God has given us. But can I tell you this morning, I came to encourage somebody. Keep asking. This is not the time to stop praying, to stop urging, to stop appealing, but this is the time where we continue to get on our knees and pray, knowing that the fervent, effective prayers of the righteous still avails much, because whatever we ask in prayer, we will receive if we have faith. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything in according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that what we have, the request that we have asked of him, because if we abide in God and God's word abides in us, we can ask whatever we wish and it will be done for you. I know y'all may not have felt that. That was not Reverend Bill Lee's word, but the last five sentences was the word of God letting you know all you gotta do is ask. Keep on asking. Keep on inquiring. Keep on requesting, keep on petitioning, keep on supplicating, keep on desiring, keep on soliciting. Whatever you do, just keep on asking. Look at somebody, tell them, just ask. Second thing is, not only do you have to do, is just keep on asking, keep inquiring for some answers about your upgrade that has been delivered but delayed. The second thing I learned from this sister at the post office, but also I learned in this text, is that we've got to make sure that there's nothing blocking our path. Look, tell somebody get it out the way. That's what you got to get it. Get some. Second part of the scripture says, "Seek, and you will find." The word seek alludes to investigating and leaving no stone unturned. It is a willingness to get to the bottom of the situation for better clarity and a better understanding. Anybody remember the game hide and seek? There were those who would hide while someone counted down, and then it was their job to find out where the others had hidden. That there are some upgrades that have been hidden, have been blocked, have been concealed out of view. But that does not mean they're not there. That just means it is your job to seek and find and know that God will give you the desires of your heart. After 2 days of follow-up calls and no one being able to tell me exactly where my package was, I can be honest, I was getting a little frustrated. And so I waited that day. I stayed home. I knew around the time that my male woman comes. And as soon as I heard her quilling up, I ran outside. And before I could even get the words out of my mouth, she asked me, she said, "Did you get your package yet?" Did I get my package? I told her, I said, I didn't know where my package was, but can you help me? She then went on to tell me that she had delivered my package back to the post office. I was confused. I was perplexed. I was frustrated as to why she would deliver to the post office what had my address on it. And as she could see my frustration, she started to explain why my shipment had been taken back. She said that on the day that she brought my package, she said that there was a trash can that was blocking the driveway. And she said that they've been told and instructed by the post office that whenever there's something obstructing their path, that they're not to deliver it, they're to take it back to the post office. You took it back because of the trash can. Now, can I share with you what I think is important to mention, don't miss this card, is that I had put the trash can on the grass before I left. And after they emptied my trash, it was the sanitation workers who put the trash can in my driveway. In other words, I had a package that was out for delivery but ended up delayed because of somebody else's actions. Can I tell you sometimes, even when you don't know it, there are people in your life right now who are creating a barrier between you and the path to your upgrade. There are some folks who are in close proximity to your home who are the reason that some upgrades have not made it to their correct destination. There are some people who are wielding way too much power over you and are culpable over some delays that you are currently experiencing. But it is up to you to seek and find those who have been hiding in plain sight and disrupting your upgrade deliveries. One of the greatest things I need y'all to ask for in 2020 is not more stuff, but more discernment. That is the ability to read not only people, but read situations with a wisdom that allows us to recognize what's for us and what's against us. 1 Kings 3:9 says, "So give your servant an understanding heart to judge with people, to discern between good and evil." Psalm 119:66 says, "Teach me, God, discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments." Philippians 1:9-10 says, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and they be pure and blameless for the day of Christ." I don't care what it is that you ask for, that in this decade, in this season, you need more discernment. Many times discernment was the key between what was a good decision, the decision and the God decision. Because had we known who was on our side and who was working against us, we would have experienced something much better than what we received. This isn't the time to just let things slide, but we must be diligent in seeking after the things of God. We must be persistent in seeking God and his purpose. We must be attentive and focused in seeking the very heart of God without abandonment, because when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all other things will be added. In other words, seeking God connects us to finding every upgrade that's been hidden and blocked and concealed, every blessing, every opportunity, every miracle, every healing, every provision, every elevation, every breakthrough. That when you seek it, you will find it, because God wants you to have it. Tell somebody, check your pathway. Make sure nothing's blocking the delivery that God has for you. The last thing is, after all is said and done, at some point you got to decide to go get it. You got to make a conscious decision, Minister Bruce, to just go get it. So, y'all know I had expected my package would be delivered to my address. It did not. After speaking with my mail lady, it was clear that if I wanted what had been delivered, I'd have to get in my car and go get it. Inconvenient to me, but if I wanted it, I'd have to go get it. Now, I could have stayed in the driveway arguing with her, trying to figure out why she didn't just get out of her vehicle and bring it to my doorstep. I could have asked her, why wasn't there some notification left on my door to let me know where my package was? I could have asked her why it showed up as delivered, although it had not been delivered to its correct destination. I had a reason to stay there in the driveway, upset and angry and beefing, but that was not going to bring my delivery to me. I could have asked her, why don't you have it with you now? There are no trash cans for the last 2 days. No, I didn't do none of that. I got in my car and I went to go get what was mine. Can I tell you that I believe that sometimes we spend way too much time dealing with God on why instead of figuring out where? We waste time trying to figure out God, trying to figure out why God does things different than how we act, trying to figure out why God's strategies don't always make sense to us. But our job is not to know the why. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Our job is to move when we know where, because wherever God leads me, that's where I follow. The word knock in the last part of this text alludes to arriving at the location of the blessing. It is the point where the Holy Spirit whispers to our spirit, this is the place. It's when we recognize that the Spirit has guided us to our upgrade, we ought to be ready to achieve what we originally asked for. We cannot stand at the doorstep knocking without putting our hand out to open the door and then stepping through the threshold with an anticipation that our upgrade is waiting for us on the other side. Knocking is the place where we have to take action. I appreciate the asking. And I appreciate the seeking, but at some point, you got to knock. And when I got to the post office, the only thing that was in between me and my package was the door. That was it. And without the action of knocking, there is no opening. And without opening, we are left on the outside wondering what could have been. I'm sharing that because the only thing that is holding some of us back is our failure to knock. It is the action that is required to pick up what God has left for us. It is already there. It is already there. Let's say that one more time. What you've been waiting for, it is already there. What actions do you need to take to get it? No excuses. Go get it. No talking about, well, because of this, I can't. No, no. Go get it. You've been praying long enough. Faith without actions is dead. It is meaningless. But at some point, you got to match up your faith with your actions to go get what you know is yours. Look at somebody, tell them, it's already there. I went inside. What's interesting, when I got there, the lady who worked there knew me. I didn't know her. She saw me and said, hey, Rev, we've got a package that I've been waiting for you to pick up. I don't know where you've been, but it's been here waiting on you. Huh? And I know it's yours because your name's on it. I can't. I I can't give this to just anybody. This delivery is yours. I'm trying to help somebody here to understand that what God has for you, I know we say it all the time, but it is really just for you. And when you start to make the decision to act, God will already have people in position to give. There are folks right now, you'll never know until you open the door. You'll never know what God has for you until you knock and you trust and you believe, not through what you're saying, through what you're doing. Look at somebody, tell them it's already there. Standing all over the church. It is already there. Go get it. Tell somebody, go get it. Go get it. Go get it. That's... When, Rev? Now. Not yesterday. Not tomorrow. Now. Go get it. Whatever it is you're believing in, go get it. And stay there until you get it. Don't you let nobody tell you it's not yours. You go get it. Don't let nobody disqualify you or devalue you or minimize you. They don't know what God told you. And if God told you it, that means it's yours. Good God Almighty. It's already there. Grab your neighbor's hand. God, we thank you. It is already there. Squeeze your neighbor's hand. Just squeeze it. That is a sign that we are in agreement. The Bible says whether two or three are gathered, that you are there. God is in the midst. And so I squeeze that hand because I'm not just squeezing it because I'm in agreement. I'm squeezing it so that we can make a connection that allow God to know, God to know. God, we want you here in the midst. Squeeze that hand again. Squeeze it. That is the squeeze that is telling them, listen, don't stop asking. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't let go. There's some things that you've been praying for and you stop praying for. Pray for it again. Pray for it again. Squeeze that hand. That squeeze is because somebody needs to seek after it. And you not only need to seek after the upgrade, you need to seek after those who've been holding up your upgrade. Asking God for the discernment to recognize those who are for you, but also those who are not for you. Blocking the path to your greater self, your better self, your whole self, your healed self, your mended self. Squeeze that hand one last time. That is the squeeze. That is it. That is it. No more excuses. That is the squeeze. That is the squeeze that says finish the book. That is the squeeze that says start the business. That is the squeeze that says go get the loan. That is the squeeze that says fill out the application. That is the squeeze that says go and get the degree. That is the squeeze that says walk in your calling and your anointing. That is the squeeze that shifts you from bystander to participant in your own blessings. God, we thank you in this moment. What you've already delivered is waiting for us. God, help us to seek, to ask. God, help us to knock. God, we thank you. Not only for our blessing, our upgrade, but God, we thank you for the upgrade of our neighbor. Because if they get it, then I know that you're in the vicinity. I'm right around. I'm close to the blessing too. God, I thank you. And God, I'm not going to hate on what they get because what they get got their name on it. It ain't mine anyway. I'm not jealous of stuff that ain't mine. God, I thank you that it just lets me know that mine is on the way. God, I thank you. And God, if it does not show up where I thought it would, help me not to allow inconvenience to keep me from being faithful. Help me to still go get it wherever it is, knowing, God, that there's already some there, somebody there waiting to give me what I know is now. God, I thank you for the upgrades of 2020. God, I thank you. It is mine. In Jesus' name, let everybody say amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise, y'all. Listen, y'all got to do me a favor. Y'all already know. Check your cue. Make sure everybody's.